President Cyril Ramaphosa's energy plan, which is centered on leveraging on Eskom's installed generation capacity to fill the short-term electricity supply gap and opening up the electricity sector to independent power producers, is straight out of the DA playbook. While the DA welcomes the steps taken by the president to address the energy crisis, we still find it completely unacceptable that it took this long to take action. The DA has consistently called for the opening up of the grid to IPPs through red tape reduction and increased private sector investment in the electricity sector. Now that an energy plan to address the electricity crisis has been announced, the DA will be launching an energy plan implementation tracker to keep Ramaphosa's government honest on project implementation and red tape reduction milestones. For the medium to long term, Ramaphosa's government should get out of the way of those who want to and who are able to fix this mess. Many of the obstacles to increased generation are self-imposed by government. Whether it's by standing in the way of municipalities who want to procure or generate their own electricity, or through onerous regulations on small-scale generation, or any of the other counterproductive regulations around preferential procurement and local content requirement, this national government has consistently been the biggest part of the problem. The DA are ready and willing to contribute to any genuine national effort aimed at addressing the energy crisis and get South Africa working again. The President will have our support in the implementation of the energy plan as long as he remains committed to transparent and accountable implementation of this plan with the urgency it requires.